So next day I went there, he said, you know, John, we didn't come in here today. I said, what if I get the what do you do? He said, do just well. I said, I go get him. I drove in front of the courthouse. When I drove there, come the other way, stop, get out there. I call him, I said, come here, George. I said, get in the car with me. I'm with you. He said, what you want? I want to go to the bank. I went to Western Bank, and Lil Walter was there. I said, yeah, Walter, George. And George, Walter told him, says, Sylvester tell me he bought and told him they hold his timber. He said, he wants so much for it, and he says that I want somebody to tell me the timber's there beside him. George says the timber's there, every bit of it is there. He says, you got the finest timber I know anywhere in this country right now. Well, he said, that's all I want. He says, come back tomorrow. Next day I went back there, and I got the money. And when I left there that day with Hody, I didn't tell him about it. If I'd told him, I believe he got on that fellow Mitchell. Started off, I told him about it. Boy, he was hot. He said, if you'd have told me that, Sylvester, I just wanted to walk up there to him. He said, I'd hit that fellow in the mouth so hard that he said I'd hurt him. And because time told me he's the one caused it, you know. I said, that's the reason I didn't tell you. I didn't want you to do it. So I went there, and when I went there that next morning, that he told his sister to give me a check for $2,530, I believe, in full. And I told him I'd sign him an order to Crosby for them to hold out 40% of it until it's paid and until I could sell it to someone else. And I sold most of it to American Turpentine Crystal Company in Yorlin, you know, I hauled it down the Lakeshore.
Yeah.
And I didn't have no troubles. He let me have the money, and I didn't have the food with Crosby.
Can you tell me something about life in the around the kiln? I heard there were some pretty rough characters there in the 30s. Is that so?
Well, they weren't all that bad. I tell you what it was. Back in the 30s, there was a little before that, they had a community kiln. They had one at Fenton, up above Dido, they called it.
Uh-huh.
They had a standard. And up there where we live was kind of in the outplace of Catahoula, they call it, the little town. The people from one area go to the other, a bunch of boys, they get in there, they get in a fight, you know.
Yep.
Some of the people from Fenton or Dido or up about to come to the kiln, they get in a fight. Well, they had, they never did, nobody gets crippled or nothing like that. But they get in a fight, if you lick past somebody, stop it, it'd be it, you know. But you know what done more good than anything else? When they started that consolidated school,
uh-huh.
They done that there, let's see, that must have been up there right at the beginning of the 30s or maybe in the late 20s. They consolidated. I believe it must have been in the 20s. I know a fellow by the name of John Crash, Superintendent of Education, and there's a fellow by the name of Andrew Lott, was a trustee then, and he had a brother by the name of Tony. Andrew Lott run a little business down the kiln, and he was in favor of consolidated school. And old man Tony Lott had some land out there, he couldn't read and write. And so he was against it. And they worked on it. The school board declared that they would have consolidated school, that they'd buy land and build a school right there at the kiln, you know. That's just, that must have been the early 20s, went along before Hines opened up there, because Hines furnished them all the lumber and everything. They first built a lumber building there. And so Tony Lott was against it, Andrew Ford, and John Kraft, Superintendent of Education. And old Tony Lott, so to say, he was out there, and Andrew Lott said, John Crafts, but Andrew, he said, Andrew, we got him, and